Apale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló. Órale, the onda this week in Caló is bola. In Spanish, it means ball, but in Caló, it has many different meanings. Bola means street, street life, or anything having to do with street culture, like mobs and prowling on the street. A once popular expression for an errant son or daughter is that they went off to the bola. It also means a bump or crash, as in bolas, he hit the wall. Bola is also what's used to denominate currency, like the dollar or peso. $10 is 10 bolas. Came back from the bola. Boy overheard his father, Conrado, talk to his sisters about his uncle, Emmanuel, who went to the bola when he was a young teenager. I'd never met him, just heard about him from Mama, that he was funny and quick-witted. He always had the last word, was always up to something, and one day he went off with a pack of new friends he made in OJ and never came back, Boy's father told his sisters. The subject came up because word had spread that Emmanuel had returned to OJ and was holding court at the old Cantina El Espejo, the mirror. You should go to El Espejo and see if it's really him, his big sister told Conrado in the company of his older sister and a brother, Emmanuel, who was younger than Conrado and was named after their uncle. Nel, you go. I don't want to go spend time with a man who went to the bola and abandoned his family, Conrado said. But we can't go into a cantina, Conrado. Only you can go there. Take Emmanuel so he knows his nephew was named after him, his sister insisted. Nel, I have children of my own and have no business talking to a trickster in a cantina, Conrado said. I want to meet him. I want to know the man I was named after, Emmanuel said. Conrado looked over at his younger brother, took a long, deep breath, and sighed. Órale pues, vamos. But anything gets weird, le ponemos, Conrado adverted his brother. They immediately located their uncle. He was leaning against the bar of the cantina with a group of men, young and old, standing around him and laughing. The elder Emmanuel cracked old-style jokes and wisecracks. We barely survived that cold, cold night. When the sun came up in the morning and warmed things up, the mules we'd been leading dropped dead on the ground. They'd frozen stiff overnight and fell over when they began to melt, he said to guffaws of disbelief. This has to be him, Conrado said out loud to Emmanuel. The man at the center of the laughter noticed him. Though charming, he was pale and weathered, old-looking. Who are you, chavos? He asked them. I'm Conrado, and this is Emmanuel. You know who we are? Conrado said. You're me when I was young, the man said. No, we're not. We didn't go to the bola. We stayed and helped our kin, Conrado retorted. Then help me now and give me 10 bolas, now that you're in the bola with me, the man said. Vámonos, Emmanuel. This vato es puro just bola, Conrado said to his brother.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.